From Georgia Public Broadcasting, this is On Second Thought. I'm Virginia Prescott. Before the break, we talked about the startlingly high number of children eligible for Medicaid or Peach Care in Georgia who aren't enrolled. Well, another reason kids don't see doctors as often as they should is also a factor for adults. It's access. It's not just cost, but the lack of physicians, especially in rural Georgia. Dr. Karen Kinsel is the only doctor in Clay County, Georgia, so she is a very busy woman, but we've got her on the line. Hello, Dr. Kinsel.
Hello.
And Karen Lawrence is also with us. She's a community organizer at Southwest Georgia Project for Community Education and helps educate people about healthcare. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning.
Well, glad to have you with us. But Dr. Kinsel, you first. You're the only doctor in Clay County, and that's south of Columbus, west of Albany. What is life like there?
Oh, in some ways it's wonderful. It's a bucolic, romantic, almost like Green Acres come to life here. It's inexpensive. It's open spaces, no traffic, clean air. We have the third largest lake in Georgia, a lot of hunting and fishing. But it depends on who you are when you live here. If you have independent means, retirement, you can work remotely and enjoy kind of a quirky place, it's great. And we hope you all come and visit and maybe move here. But if you're poor, it's very difficult. There's not much retail. Our schools are struggling. Not any public transportation and little health care. And we have a lot of poor people. 40% of our people are below the poverty level. In fact, 20% of households are below $10,000 a year per household.
And how many people live in the county?
3,000.
3,000 people in the county. And you are the one doctor for those 3,000.
Yes, I've been the only healthcare provider for the last 13 years. I've been here for 20.
Wow. Well, earlier in the show, we did talk about uninsured kids in Georgia. And we learned while researching how hard it is for children and adults to access care in rural communities. Here's what Terry McFadden, she's president of the Georgia chapter of American Academy of Pediatrics, had to say.
Pediatrics is like almost every specialty in Georgia when it comes to the rural health crisis. You know, for a pediatrician to be able to set up shop and be able to provide quality care, they need to be able to have a staff, to be able to pay that staff. In many of our rural areas, because patients are either uninsured or underinsured, it's really difficult for a practice to stay open.
Dr. Kinsel, do you have a staff?
Yes. We have basically three staff members.
And are you able to make a living, all of them able to make a living?
No, we pay the staff. I have the privilege of really being pro bono here. I work out of the county on weekends to keep the place open. It's not a very good sustainable model, I will say that.
Do you have a sense of how many other counties in Georgia are in a similar situation?
There are a number of federally funded community health centers, or FQHCs, around Georgia, about 200 altogether, and that brings in a large amount of federal funds to support the practices, and so most of the counties surrounding us do have that mechanism. We're hope to get that soon. It's pretty political, but it's the only way you could remotely justify practicing in rural Georgia at this point.
Mm. So since you're both Karens, I'm going to call Karen Lawrence Ms. Lawrence. Hello, Karen.
Hi, how are you?
Well, I know you travel around the state in Southwest Georgia helping people understand and navigate this process of getting insurance. But this is something your family grappled with when your teenage son was diagnosed with diabetes. How did that diagnosis change things for your family?
Well, at the time, as a mother of three children, and having one of your children, you know, you find out that your child is suffering with diabetes. I had insurance on my job at that time, so it wasn't really a big challenge for me because I was employed. I was able to have health care for my children. But as my child grew and got older, you know, things start to change when your child becomes an adult. And health care, then you're carrying it, no longer can carry your child without a large expense.
Mm-hmm.
As he needed health care coverage, we had to find ways. And that's when I actually was introduced to Peach Care and was able to get Peach Care for him for a short while because of the need for insulin and other things. But we were able to control the diabetes, move him into adulthood, And at the age of 32, he created a crisis from an infection. And this is when our big challenge with healthcare became a big problem, and having access to provide him with the care that he needed, because he was a working young man who in turn lost his job due to the fact that the infection caused him to lose a limb. And that way he couldn't go back to work, couldn't afford to keep the healthcare coverage. And that left me looking for avenues in which to provide that service for him.
So what'd you do?
Through our local hospital here, Phoebe Putney Memorial Hospital, which was the hospital where most of his treatment was done, well, all of it, and we were in and out of the hospital so much, I didn't think at all about applying for disability. Because once he lost a limb, then he incurred blindness. From there, he had every known condition that a diabetic could incur. And it became a really great expense for the hospital, being it was an indigent hospital at the time. But we then had to seek out other avenues to get him care. And that's when, believe it or not, the hospital helped me apply for Medicare. And we received the Medicare program. And once we received the Medicare program, we started getting the help we needed. But then his condition worsened to the point he needed special medicines that were not covered under the Medicare program.
So, Ms. Lawrence, I mean, just cascading problems, and I'm wondering if you, Dr. Kinsel, as the only doctor there in Clay County, do you see this kind of thing frequently, these kind of cascading problems when someone is who his health is compromised just gets worse and worse, condition after condition?
Well, yes, and particularly because so much of insurance for adults is tied to employment. Not so much in our county, but the people who do have employment that offers insurance. When they get sick, they lose their job, they lose their insurance. Had a man last year had a heart attack, had to stop working, and couldn't go back to see the heart doctor to have the pacemaker implanted. You frequently see people who have orthopedic injuries, you know, they hurt their knee. If they could just have the surgery then, they wouldn't lay out of work for a year and then apply for disability, 2 years later get it, and then 2 years after that they get the Medicare, and then they get their knee operated on. Those people are permanently lost from the workforce because they couldn't get timely medical care. And we're not talking about, you know, inventing new disease treatments. We're talking about very standard medical care that we just cannot access for many people out here.
So how many of your patients are uninsured, do you think?
Of the patients, it's about 50%. Of the visits, it's about a third.
So what do they do when they need care, like, you know, x-rays, something like, you know, for a woman who's pregnant, for example, how do they access care?
Now, the exception for Medicaid, if you're pregnant, they lower the bar. It's very easy to get Medicaid. You can have a pretty high income and still get Medicaid while you're pregnant. So that is one accommodation that Medicaid in Georgia does make. But otherwise, I mean, if you sprain your ankle, you come in, I go like, I don't know if it's broken or not. We literally tell people, well, you know, go to the emergency room. Don't tell them you're here. And, you know, if you go to emergency room, they have to see you. They have to take you in, and if you're real sick, they have to take care of you. It's the entire rest of the system that is either falling apart or doesn't exist. And, of course, even the hospitals, we've had several hospitals in our region close because they didn't have enough paying customers to stay open.
Right.
But if you need, you know, anything from medicines to more primary care visits to specialists to special testing, that's where it gets very difficult. And there's kind of a patchwork of, you know, people we know or ways we can slip you through the system, where we try to make it work, but you spend the majority of your time not diagnosing, but just trying to make the system, you know, kind of bend in ways to actually take care of people's needs.
That's Dr. Karen Kinsel. She's the only doctor in Clay County, Georgia. And also with us is Ms. Karen Lawrence, who works to help people find coverage for medical expenses. So, Dr. Kinsel, you know, your patients, young children, adults, the elderly, what are some of the challenges of having to cover so many people with very different concerns?
Oh, it's fascinating. And I understand really what a privilege it is. Children are a particularly big concern. I'm an internist. I didn't train in family practice even, so I really train for adults. I see children, but certainly children who are sickly at all need to go to a pediatrician. That's 40 miles round trip from where we are. So kids frequently don't get their health checks. We hope to bring in a nurse practitioner sometime in this next year who would be able to concentrate on children more and do some of that basic care. The breadth of responsibilities, you know, you have to know a little bit about women who are pregnant, who get sick with something else, a little bit about old people, a little bit about, you know, everything. I think I had fairly good training, but it's very difficult. The internet has made it a little bit easier because you can look stuff up. What it does show, though, that one of the solutions to the healthcare crisis is not to just send mid-levels out to these areas, because they simply don't have the depth or the breadth of the training to deal with everything that's going to walk in the door. They can certainly be very helpful and add to physicians, but given just the magnitude and that you have to deal with every day, you really need as much background as you can.
Ms. Lawrence, you help people who are uninsured get coverage. We heard a little bit about the process for applying for Medicaid or Peach Care for Kids. Can you help break down the process that people have to go through to get government-supported insurance there?
Well, here in Southwest Georgia, what I've found is that the average adult here, there's a lot of literacy problem.
Mm-hmm.
Navigating the network, they get to certain points in the network and they find themselves stuck and they really don't understand the process. So what we try to do is to go into a community, educate people about what their options are. We have to find out what their status is because, as you know, and speaking of Clay County, a lot of people are unemployed in Clay County.
Yeah.
For unemployed people, it is very hard to get coverage. And when they go into a system that they really don't understand, that's when we come in hands-on to walk people through a process if they don't have access to the internet, trying to find a navigator who can help them. And that navigator will help walk them through the process.
And how do they find you, Ms. Lawrence? How do they find the navigators?
Been here for over 50 years, the Southwest Georgia Project has, and we are a human rights organization. And we work in 21 counties across Southwest Georgia. And recently, we were blessed to get the grant for the Medicaid Expansion Program. And through that program, it has allowed us to double our work there, to get more people on the grounds in the counties doing hands-on work. So that is how we've gotten here for the last almost 60 years, is through our work in human rights and social justice issues.
Ms. Lawrence, you advocate for Medicaid expansion in Georgia, a controversial issue and a big ball of wax because it comes with federal dollars, but states will still have to shell out for some funding, too.
Yes.
The closest Georgia's top leaders have come on this issue is debate something in the middle called a waiver. Why quickly do you support Medicaid expansion? I know it's a really complicated issue.
We support Medicaid expansion here in Southwest Georgia because when there is 240,000 people in Southwest Georgia uninsured, and the majority of these people are children, we cannot not support Medicaid expansion because most people wait until their lives are in a crisis to go to the doctor, as Dr. Tinsel has said, and in a county with six hospitals closing here in rural Georgia. You just think about what that has done now. When six hospitals close, at least 150 employees each, those people are no longer employed. Communities are dying here in Southwest Georgia. We need Medicaid expansion. It is for the livelihood of the people here, and they cannot survive without it.
How about for you, Dr. Kinsel? Actually, how many patients do you see in a day?
We average about 30.
A 30. And you are now nearing retirement age, so
no.
No?
No, I plan to practice till I'm 70, which should worry all of you. Actually, I just looked it up. In Georgia, 27% of doctors are over 60 who are practicing. There's going to be a crisis coming down the road in Georgia here when we do all retire.
Well, what could entice somebody to come and practice in rural Georgia? Ms. Lawrence just talked about a crisis happening now.
there is a crisis. I will point out, you said it was a complicated issue. It's not complicated at all. If we don't have Georgia Medicaid expansion, the whole system collapses. When people can't buy medicines, they don't use the drugstore. Our only drugstore in the county just closed a month ago. Hospitals close, clinics will close, and then that care is not there for everyone, not just the poor people. It's not there for everyone. But how can we attract more professionals? I think the thing that doesn't work is to try to get people to move from Atlanta down here. You see people trying that, and they don't stay very long. I think recruiting doctor or students from rural areas is important, and there's a new medical school opening up in Moultrie soon. Students, new doctors who come from foreign medical grads are an important part of the solution. Some of those are U.S.-born, some of them are not. But those are people who had to struggle to get through medical school, and they're probably not going to have prestigious residencies. They're not going to become dermatologists. They're more likely to do family practice or internal medicine and be willing to work in rural areas and clinical rotations in rural areas. We're taking medical students now and nurse practitioner students in our clinic because we need people to understand this is doable. This, and it's fascinating. It's wonderful to be down here. And until they see that, it's very scary.
Well, I should have said that it is a complicated, let's say, political issue. But Dr. Karen Kinsell, we're really happy to have you there. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
And also, Karen Lawrence, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you for having me.
Karen Kinsell is the only doctor practicing in Clay County. And as you can hear, she would like more of them. Karen Lawrence is a community organizer with the Southwest Georgia Project for Community Education.